This latest attack has once again raised questions about how to prevent these kinds of tragedies. And here in Washington, a bipartisan group of lawmakers met today to discuss what, if any, potential solutions could earn the necessary 60 votes in the U.S. Senate. Carl Hulse is the chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. He joins me now from Capitol Hill. Carl Hulse, welcome back to the NewsHour. Your piece that you wrote this morning was headlined, "Why Republicans Won't Budge on Guns." And you quoted a comment from North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer. Tell us about that exchange and what he said.
Well, you know, Senator Cramer, I give him credit for being pretty forthright, was engaged in a discussion, said, well, you know, I don't want to take things off the table. I'm willing to consider things. And I asked him, I said, what would happen to you? How would your voters respond if you backed gun control? And he said they would probably throw me out of office. And I think that kind of sums up where a lot of Republicans are on this issue, Judy. Unfortunately, you know, we've been here before. There's a terrible, horrific mass killing, pressure on Capitol Hill to do something about it, start about doing something about it, but they don't really lead anywhere. I mean, there's a little bit of optimism this evening that this bipartisan group could get somewhere. The members say things feel different this time, but you know, it's hard to imagine in this environment in a midterm election year them finding any really significant agreement. So we're just going to have to watch it. Congress left today, the Senate, till for about 10 days, and that could take momentum out of these talks, too. So a little bit of hope, but not much optimism if those two things can go together.
And we've heard in the past a little bit of hope after these kinds of incidents, but most of the time it's faded after. I do want to ask you, Carl, where this opposition comes from, since there are public opinion polls that show a large percentage of Americans favor some kind of regulation, background checks, for example. So where does this opposition come from?
Right. It is an interesting thing. It's overwhelmingly popular. But these members here, you know, they're the Republicans, they're from conservative states. People take their gun rights very seriously, certainly in North Dakota, South Dakota, those states that where these votes would have to come from. And members just worry that the backlash is going to come from those people. It's almost a single issue voter type situation where if they go ahead and agree with some kind of gun control, that's going to be it for them. Of course, the NRA is still, you know, it's wounded and weakened, the NRA, by some internal scandals, financial improprieties, but it is still a force in Republican politics. No Republican wants to be attacked by the NRA. It can bring a primary challenge. Of course, a lot of the primaries are already done this year, but that doesn't change the calculation. A lot of Republicans really think that gun rights just have to be unfettered, and they're going to act that way. It's hard to see, you know, as you said, it's going to take 10 votes from Republicans to break a logjam or a filibuster on gun rights. It's hard to count to 10.
So just to be clear here, you're saying that even if there weren't the NRA out there lobbying, and of course they're powerful organization and they give a lot of money, different gun rights organizations give a lot of money, you're saying even without that, because of the grassroots support for gun rights, you believe the Republican numbers would be what they are?
Yeah, I do believe that. I think they're responding not only to the NRA, but to their constituents. They hear this from their constituents. You know, there's a lot of fear in that community that the federal government's really out to take their guns. Of course, that's not correct. And even with the limited universal background check that people would like to see put in place, you know, Americans have a lot of opportunity to buy guns. But, you know, it's just this ideological issue, and they're not moving away from it, even in this setting. However, these talks might produce something. There are some new developments. Senator John Cornyn, who, of course, you know from Texas, former member of the leadership, he seems to be taking part. It's his home state. People are saying that he's someone to look at here. It's possible. But Chris Murphy, a senator from Connecticut, Newtown, who's been a big leader on gun control efforts in Congress, said today, it's like, we're going to try, we're going to give it a little time, maybe 2 weeks, but if there is no agreement, we're still going to force votes on the Senate floor and get everyone on the record.
Yes, and we actually spoke with Senator Murphy here on the NewsHour last night. What is so interesting is seeing this opposition to any regulation stay so strong despite these rapid-fire military-style weapons that are being used. Carl Hulse with the New York Times, thank you so much.
Thank you, Judy.